It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
Tonight, Oregon-Louisville, CBS 615, and Michigan State-Duke will follow. And then on TBS, we have Michigan-Kansas at 637 with Florida Gulf Coast and Florida to follow. And the winners will face off on Sunday. Saturday, we have on CBS at 330, Syracuse-Marquette, followed by Wichita State-Ohio State, and winners advance to the Final Four. What do you guys think?
You're talking about the Syracuse-Marquette game?
We can start with tonight's games. Oregon-Louisville.
Oregon-Louisville. I'm going to go Louisville.
Louisville. Yeah.
Michigan State-Duke.
Michigan State.
I'm going Duke.
Okay. I got Louisville and Michigan State. Michigan-Kansas. I have Kansas. And
KU.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to get KU. I was going to get a bet for lunch with you on Monday if you're going to take the Michigan team. But I'm going Kansas. And I want to go Gulf Coast a little bit, but I think I'm going to go Florida.
Yeah. And, Matt, we may be able to do something else on Kansas. I actually have them going to the Final Four, and, you know, my winner's out, so my bracket's pretty much done. But we'll see what Kansas can do in the next few games, and maybe we'll put something there. Now, something else to look out for, the Miami Heat streak ended, but they've been showing all their games on TV. They're going to continue to show them. We'll see if they can start a new streak. They play New Orleans tonight at 7 on NBA TV, and then they play the Spurs at San Antonio on NBA TV Sunday at 6 o'clock.
And, Joe, do you think that the Heat start resting their players now? When do you think – how much do you think the game plan is going to change as far as how much they're really playing or do you think they're just going to really try to get everybody healthy right now?
I think they'll try to get everyone healthy, and they have, I think, about 12 games left. So I would say in those last five, that's when they really start resting players. But, you know, maybe you see LeBron getting more rest against certain teams on certain nights where you want to try different lineups and, you know, take him out of the mix and see how the team plays together without him in there. And then situations where you do the same with D-Wade without Chris Bosh. And just try to get that chemistry going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I could see that. I think that's probably what they'll do.
All right. Anything you want to add there, Trey?
Did you?
Yeah, Joe, I do. My first weekend or my first Sunday that I can watch golf again, and you don't have that as part of a Freak's Pick.
Yeah, well.
And I understand it's the Shell Houston Open.
Right.
We're 2 weeks away from the Masters. But my golfer's making the cut. Matt's golfer's making the cut.
And mine
your
is if
golfer,
I take an alternate.
Your alternate golfer will probably make the cut.
Yeah.
Thanks to RJ Hawk.
Phil's going to make the cut.
He should. I'll go with you there. I think he does, too.
I just...
And Trey, I'll say this. You know how we have an order that we take. Keegan Bradley was my number one pick. Matt got him, so I had to take someone else.
I was excited when he told me that.
I figured that out.
When he told me that his number one was Keegan, I loved my pick because Joe has done the best so far as picking. It's a good thing he was going last.
He was going to go with Keegan. You knew that.
And by the way, Phil is at one under through 12. So, like I said, he can do some good things on this back nine.
1-under through 12. Got to love that. I'm going to watch some basketball tonight.
Great weekend for sports, golf. You're getting to watch golf.
I get to watch golf on Sunday.
And then
I get
also,
to finally watch a Faraday episode on Monday.
Great basketball games this week. Stay glued in to the March Madness tournament.
Oh, one more freak pick. Elena Deladon and the Delaware Blue Hens playing in the women's NCAA tournament. I know it's women's basketball.
She's a star.
Love watching her play.
She can flat out play.
And, Joe, you're right.
And they're playing Kentucky.
She's good.
She is very good. Very good.